This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Couple of days we have had. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. I definitely absorbed a lot of sports over the weekend, including the Ryder Cup. The American men lost to the Europeans yet again. It's been 30 years since our American teams have won on European soil. And it is like their soul is being ripped out, that's for sure. But you didn't tune in to hear about some golf. You tuned in to hear, yes, the government is not going to be shut down. How about some applause for that? You mean the little people? Who work their rear ends off are not going to lose a paycheck? Yeah. I do think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing because that's what I was so worried about. I was worried about many of you, frankly, that wrote and told me your personal stories and what you were worried about. Many who had served, many still serving. So that's only one aspect. So a government shutdown, I thought, seemed absolutely certain. Any inside information that I've ever gleaned in Washington, any conversation I've ever had, boy, the pendulum really had swung so much in that direction more than ever before. But millions of federal workers and members of the military who were bracing for their late paychecks don't have to worry about it. National parks are not going to be closed. A stunning, stunning reversal over the weekend on Saturday. A stroke before midnight. The president signs it into law. Congress approves a stopgap plan to keep the federal government open until mid-November that avoids that shutdown just hours before the midnight deadline. So it was a coalition of House Democrats and Republicans who voted to pass a plan that would keep money flowing to government agencies and provide billions of dollars for disaster recovery efforts. Now, one thing that was big, because how do you get this through in these weaning hours where it's just all going out. It's all guts and glory, right? So there is no money for Ukraine. All that is not part of this. There was a push by the White House to have it happen, but it didn't happen. So it was approved by the Senate. Of course, the president signed it, like I explained, right before midnight. I mean, it was tight. For weeks, Speaker Kevin McCarthy brushed off demands to work with Democrats on a spending solution. But Saturday morning, McCarthy changed course. He informed House Republicans of the compromise plan, then rushed to get it to the floor. He wasn't sure it would pass. He said, I like to gamble. And it really didn't look like it, but it passed, right? There wasn't a lot of time to scrutinize it. That's one thing. And there was no aid for Ukraine that was there, because that would go into the, are we keeping that ahead of the government being open? So it passed 335 to 91. 90 Republicans, one Democrat voted against it. Hard right Republicans refused to support the stopgap bill because it essentially maintained funding at levels set when Congress was under Democratic control last year. Some are threatening to oust McCarthy from the speakership if he cut that deal with the Democrats. So I think he is definitely on a tightrope. Absolutely. Matt Gaetz is going after him full guns blazing, so to speak, rhetoric-wise. And I think there will be a standoff there. In the meantime, this also happened heading into the weekend. Dianne Feinstein, California's longtime Democratic senator, died. So she was part of a vote, and then she died. I mean, seriously, that's kind of what happened, like overnight in the overnight hours. So her death temporarily narrowed the Democrat Senate majority, and now that has flipped around because somebody else has been appointed to her seat. So there were a lot of accolades and whatnot pouring in for Dianne Feinstein, who certainly, when last we were talking about who has been in these seats for so long and how long have they been there, and people were talking about when was it time for a changing of the guard and whatnot. Well, she was battling some health problems. And so, again, she dies at the age of 90. Jimmy Carter turned 99 on Sunday. Wow. So, you know, we kept hearing about Jimmy Carter, hospice, but he is in that situation, but he is still very, very much lucid, having conversations with people, the whole thing. And this has been for a while now. There are a lot of things that we're going to jump to in this hour, including your thoughts when we go to the mailbag. Boy, you were all over the map, too, because, like I said, it was that kind of a weekend where so much happened. You know, even heading into the weekend in New York, New Yorkers, like 28 to 30 New Yorkers had to be rescued from cars right floating in the middle of one of the boroughs because all the boroughs were flooded. And we talked about that there was going to be massive amounts of rain that would hit that area, especially on Friday. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened, where the New York City mayor was urging people not to go to work if they didn't have to go to work. And it's just astonishing to me to see, watching the floodway, watching the floods hit the subways, go down the steps, watch the major streets and thoroughfares be completely filled in so many cases with lots and lots of water. Many of you listening to my voice, you've dealt with it. You completely understand what it's like to deal with some low-lying flood, but it's so odd to see it in New York, but then you remember, well, you know, it's an island, and you have these five boroughs, and these are areas that now are getting smashed with water, especially when you have these storms where it comes down to the extreme amounts of water where you're getting an inch plus in an hour and then another inch on top of that and another inch after that. So you get how this is happening. And it was one of those situations which we knew was barreling toward that area. And sure enough, it hit in a very, very, very hard way. You know, the other crazy thing that has been talked about so much, trending off the charts, and all kinds of memorabilia and or souvenirs are being sold, is the whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce phenomenon, where you have the biggest name in music, which is Taylor Swift, with her Eras tour, and it's so much in demand where you can't get the tickets and the tickets are unaffordable, that there's going to be a movie with the whole concert that's coming out in a couple of weeks. Well, if she's dating this Kansas City Chiefs star, she is pumping up the ratings for all these games that she's going to. She was in New York in a box with a lot of different movie star types, including Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively and so many others, Hugh Jackman, and the camera a couple of times ventured in her direction. The Chiefs, by the way, won on Sunday night in a really close matchup. Odds and ends coming up.
It's obvious the unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Water in New York and what was happening in so many of the boroughs that got just clobbered by the massive floods that happened. The roads, some people say, even on Sunday, look like a water ride is how it was described. That is just a nightmare because of, you know, that heavy rain that pounded New York City and areas around it on Friday, bringing those flash floods and the subway lines. Some of them had to just completely come to a halt. There were people that were underground waiting for 45 minutes in some cases. So that is part of odds and ends, because it's very odd, like I said, to see it. I mean, water even found its way into 150 of New York City's 1,400 schools, and they did stay open. One of the things that the mayor said is shelter in place. If you're at school, shelter in place. Well, what are they going to do? Go out and float in the middle of the roads? Of course they're not. They were already at school, but it really ended up putting a damper, so to speak, on the rush hour commute. It just shows how vulnerable, I think, New York City is. I mean, incredibly vulnerable. So the other side of that is on Sunday, the annual Twin Cities Marathon had to be canceled because of record-breaking heat in Minneapolis and St. Paul. The crowd would have been somewhere in the neighborhood of 300,000. It was supposed to start at 7 in the morning, but temperatures were supposed to hit 91 or 92. The average around this time of year in Minneapolis, St. Paul, is about 66 degrees. So they were sad, they say, to make the decision, but it just wouldn't be safe for the people who are participating and the people in the community that would come out to cheer on the runners and be at the event, that kind of thing. And I think they made this right decision, because you'd have people passing out. You can just imagine monitoring that kind of situation. It wouldn't be safe for the volunteers, the support, all that. The whole cast, the extreme heat reasons, is what it does to runners, what it does to emergency medical response systems. I used to organize a run. I think this is when I first ventured into any kind of entrepreneurism. And I had a couple of friends and myself, we took over a thing called the Azalea Run. Boy, did I learn a lot about putting on events, especially runs and big runs that people go to. This was a marathon that drew a lot of people, and it's sad that they had to do that, but I think it was such a smart decision. And talking to Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for the show, he's going to be around at the tail end of the hour for UBI's ubiquitous bits of information. He was talking about the fact that it's so strange that you're going to have this high temperature day, then it's going to drop down into the 80s, and then you're going to get dropping down even further. You know, that normal temperature, like I said, is in the 60s, the high 60s, usually really beautiful weather. It's a great time of year in that area. So it's just an unseasonably hot weekend, and a very, very smart decision by the people who were putting that on to not go the distance and not disappoint and just say, you know what, we can deal with this. Because there would be that tendency to want to do that, to just say, we'll do it. We, you know what, we can do this. And I think that was one of the smartest decisions I've heard in recently when it comes to events, because there's that tendency to do the opposite. All right, so there's kind of a theme here, it seems, for odds and ends. And water levels are so low, if we go to the great state of Texas, at Canyon Lake in Texas, that an underwater cave and remnants of communities that stood a century ago are reappearing, which in one way is kind of cool, right? I've been to this lake. It's just northeast of San Antonio. It's a man-made lake. It's 8,200 acres and 80 miles of shoreline. It was actually built in the late 50s to help mitigate flooding and preserve water, and was filled with water in the late 60s. The Army Corps of Engineers worked on it, and it hasn't had a lot of rain. So the drought combined with high heat, with the all-time low water levels, you're seeing now this all of a sudden this underwater city be revealed. So in one way, I mean, 18 feet low, so it's very sad in one way, but on the other side of it, see these hidden caves and the history that is coming to surface all of a sudden because of that, things that many people had never, ever seen. So even though the lake level drops, now all of a sudden people are interested in seeing it. Of course, you have other hazards, like what do you get? Tree stumps, large rocks, all that. The whole things that happen with boaters and swimmers sometimes when the lake levels drop to extreme conditions. But the fact that you have this portion of this cave and this wild big entrance with rock formations and what's hanging from the ceiling and whatnot is, I have to say, pretty fascinating to look at that. But it does emphasize, it really does emphasize the problems that they've had with the drought there, just getting really smashed with the drought. All right, here's a problem that, as I say on this show, it's what's happening in your backyard and mine. You know, it is just being shoved down our throats. If you've watched any television lately, any live television, then you've seen all the ads for the new iPhone, the 15, and the titanium, and it is a pretty decent, clever ad. But apparently, Apple's going to issue a software update to address the iPhone 15 overheating complaints. Doesn't that just jam you up? Oh, you have to get the latest iPhone. You get it, and then you have problems with it. So there are just so many people are complaining because it's running hot, baby. My phone is running hot. What do? So they have this extra processing, and then it causes this heat generation. So the software update will handle what has happened and get the bugs out of that system. There's just a couple of conditions, I guess, that have led to that. And some of the other issues are these third-party apps that are causing them to overload the system. So then Apple is saying, we're working with the app developers on fixes that are in the process of rolling out. So we rolled out this phone to you, but it might get really hot. Yeah, it might make you a little nervous, right? I mean, those high-end models for the iPhone 15 Pro, $999 and $1,199, the iPhone 15 Pro Max. And that's that whole redesigned titanium enclosure with the aluminum frame to make them easier to repair, supposedly. And it's not, the overheating had nothing to do with the titanium, as I just pointed out. They're saying, again, this is something else that's happened with the phone. And they're saying on their website, you may have noticed your phone feels a little warmer, especially when they're set up from a backup and when they're wirelessly charging and using graphic-heavy apps or games or streaming high-quality video. But that it's, if you use it a lot, it's normal for it to feel warm. And iPhones don't display a temperature warning if they're safe to use. So people lined up just, you know, a week ago to get these iPhone 15s, whatever version, and now they've got just a slight little problem in it, right? So you may have a problem in your cash flow because you wanted to get it. And listen, they're going to fix it, but it would have been very disconcerting, I think, to shell out some serious do-re-mi and then have it all blow back on you, which is what happened with a lot of people. So that's how they knew we got to do something, because there were so many complaints that they were the same thing, one after the other, and they realized that they had to do something. All right, speaking of having to do something, our last one here in Odds and Ends, Target had to partner with Homeland Security. Why? Because of the surge with all the retail theft. You know, it's led to them having to close stores and make some difficult decisions. So this is the only way they think that they can get it done because of these historically high crime rates. Your thoughts coming up next.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A former National Defense Secretary in the Trump administration says a second Trump presidency would be disastrous to national security.
So I suspect Trump will quickly move to end funding for Ukraine. And then at some point, he's also going to move to withdraw funding for NATO and maybe even pull out of NATO.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Mark Esper said he expects Trump would be unsuccessful in negotiating a deal between Russia and the Ukraine. Esper added that Russian President Vladimir Putin is probably hoping for another Trump presidency. A senator whose name is mentioned as a potential third-party candidate in the 2024 presidential election says he'll make a decision by the end of the year.
I'm more concerned about the country right now. What you've seen, the theatrics that played out, is ridiculous.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin said his history of bipartisanship would help bring both sides together. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Hi, thanks for all of your emails over the weekend. I got a flood of them, pardon the pun, because a lot of them had to do with the flood. Brad says, Kate, my God, it looked like parts of New York were underwater. I was watching the rare evening news, I think it was ABC, and they had this video that was really kind of shocking. And it's like any place else, I guess, with some of the massive amounts of rain that you get in those quick time periods, that's what you're going to find yourself in the middle of. You just have to know your neighborhoods and you have to know where you're going. And I think when anybody in this country is in that situation, just stay in, stay away from the whole flash flood possibility if you can, because you don't want to get in that situation. If you've ever been in it, you know how terrifying it is. Boy, isn't that the truth. I've already told the story where I just narrowly avoided it a few weeks ago, and luckily I'm a defensive driver, so I was really paying attention, but otherwise I'd be having a dog on my back, Guinness, and I'd be getting out of a car because everybody around me, in front of me, that's exactly what happened. That's what happens with the flash floods when you're in the car. Boom, all of a sudden, you don't realize it because you're just trying to get through the water, and leading up to the area, you suddenly find yourself trapped because you don't realize how much the water has collected. So, yeah, just another thing to put on the list of paying attention. Let me pay attention to what the weather forecast, you know, is. Okay, let's move to Max, who says, yay, the people that we pay in the government finally decided to do something right. I don't agree with jamming things into bills, and I understand that there are things that should be pulled apart, and what do you do with funding this and funding that? But I think the people who work so hard, Kate,
and especially people who have served this country, deserve better than what they get when they have the threats of the shutdowns, and it panics people who are relying on checks that they just aren't sure they're going to get, even if they are reassured about that. How can you trust that's going to happen? You said it one night how many shutdowns there have been, and it was a ridiculous number within the last two decades. I think you said 18, and some of them were quickie couple of day things, but there have been a few that lasted for a long time. And when you're asking people to work for free, that's just not right. I agree. It's just not right. And, you know, what happens is it becomes a tug of war because it is a bargaining chip. So with that, that's why, you know, Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, is introducing a motion to remove Kevin McCarthy from leadership because of the, first of all, there's no love lost between the two of them. Let's just say that. But also because he doesn't like what happened in the maneuvering for the funding of the government, for that to happen. And Gaetz says, I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid and we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy. So Gaetz accuses McCarthy of lying during the negotiations over the stopgap government funding talks, of lying to the Republican conference in January during the speakership fight. Remember, he went 15 rounds of House votes before he was elected speaker. So this is going to be one to follow for sure. All right, I went deep in another direction. Let's go to, how rare, let's go to Don, who says, hey, Kate, because of you and because I do have to say I do enjoy my golf, I nestled in to watch very early in the morning what was left of the Ryder Cup. I didn't have high expectations for the Americans making an improbable comeback, but was really, really disappointed in how it all ended. Why can't the United States team get its act together when it's on European soil? And the singles matches were impressive by some Americans and then others unraveled who were our superstars. So I have to say I look forward to the Ryder Cup coming back to the United States, where we have a much better chance to win it. That is all. Yeah, I got up early, too. I mean, when we say early, the first couple of matches teed off like around 5:30, 6 o'clock Eastern. So Europe has officially reclaimed the Ryder Cup. They won it 16.5 to 11.5. Star players on their side made a big, big difference. They held off a late U.S. push. They won 7 straight on home soil. And, boy, oh, boy, it was exciting for the Europeans, not so exciting for the sluggish U.S., the players didn't have to seem like they didn't have a lot of energy. I think they were cheering for each other, absolutely. And I know some of these guys, you know, just in interviews, and I don't think it's for a lack of complete, you know, we have no camaraderie, but it's a whole different feel to the way the Americans were versus the Europeans. I'll tell you who I have great respect for. Max Homa is one of the American players, and he found his stride when he needed to, and he just made an incredible, incredible shot. He had to, it went to hole 18, and he had to take an unplayable lie from the green side bunkers. That means a penalty shot. Then he hit his fourth just inside 10 feet, and he nailed the putt he had to nail. Otherwise, right at that moment, Europe would have won, which they ended up winning, but it was steely-eyed. It was steely-eyed what he did. All right, here's one from Christopher, and Christopher says, thank goodness that strike is over, the writer's strike. I, a lot of times, will watch some series that my wife will get interested in, and some of them are quite good. And so I don't have to pay also $1 million for streaming every bloody service. You understand how we all get held hostage to that. And I would assume a lot of these Hollywood productions will get back into producing what they were working on. Am I right about that, Kate? I'm glad it wrapped up. I heard you talking about people that you don't realize that are connected to the business and how they were affected by these strikes. And, of course, the actor's strike still has its hold on the business, I'm assuming, too. Yeah, it is so good that it wrapped up because you do have so many people in these communities that are reliant on productions rolling. And everything from food to carpentry to the people who operate lights, and some of them are Hollywood people. In other words, they're already working on certain things, but then the crews that work with them, and they make a living. I mean, some of them make a really good living. Some of them make a barely livable wage, but they get health insurance that they need. That's the other part of it. So it is good because there needed to be some kind of a meeting of the minds here, and they did. They being the writers and the studios, they came to an agreement. And it's smart. You know, AI puts people in a panic mode, which I understand that, and people are worried about their jobs, and that, of course, the actors are worried about their likenesses being copied and then not getting paid for it, but not wanting their likeness to be copied. So this is part of what the argument has been, is what happens with AI and how it gets used. And who gets to regulate what works for AI and what doesn't work for AI. And as AI is being built even bigger in my mind, because it used to just go up to 2021. Now it could go all the way through when you're looking for something and you're trying to put thoughts together, proposals together. Even some people have put legal briefs together this way. I can understand why people would be concerned about what does it mean for their livelihoods, because you can't just go on a wink and a promise. Oh, we promise you, don't worry, we're not going to put you out of a job, and then what happens next, we all know. So it has to be spelled out, and that's the idea of the unions, because before the people in that profession were just getting hammered for what they were doing. So this way, if now the finer print is all going to be, it was all agreed upon. It's all in action. The late night shows are returning. It's a very, very good thing because a lot of people will be back to work. A very lot of people will get to go back to work who desperately want to go back to work because they've been out of work since the beginning of May. And that's a very long time to find yourself tied up in that situation. Let's take another one. We can get another one in here. This one is from James. And James says, hey, Kate Delaney, I look at what's happening in the political landscape, and boy, do I yearn for just a bigger, badder party. Somebody who just cuts to the quick and can get things done. But I know as that leaves my lips, that's the problem. I think there are thoughts that some of those people are out there, but why would they want to serve, even if they have a heart of service, for what they would have to deal with? The circus inside and outside of the Beltway would be too crushing. Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, thank goodness we have people that are willing to do it, and hopefully we get the best people as we move along. UBI's fun facts next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
And we round out the hour with UBI's ubiquitous bits of information. Jeremy Paulson joins us. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
We are surrounded by facts, my friend, and I know you have some really good ones for us.
Information.
Yes.
I mean, they're about music because I work in entertainment, even though it's not really music, but... how many instruments did you think Prince played?
I'm going to say 4.
In his debut album alone, he played 27 instruments.
Wow.
Prince is awesome. He knows how to play instruments.
Yeah. Apparently, 26. Like, what 26? Piano?
27.
Wow.
I don't know. I didn't look them all up, but yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
All right. What band is the first and only band to play on every continent?
Rolling Stones.
Metallica.
Wow.
I guess Metallica is the only band that's played on 7 continents.
I can think of their songs. Yep.
Okay, this one's really goofy, but the song with the longest title... by Hoagy Carmichael in 1943.
What was it?
How many words were in it?
25. 29
words.
29 words? What's the song?
You're going to make me say the entire title?
Yeah, so let's hear it.
It's I'm a cranky old Yank in a clanky old tank on the streets of Yokohama with my Honolulu mama doing those... Beto, Beto, flat on my Cito, Haruhito blues.
Oh, that was good. I've heard that song. I don't know where. Somebody played it one time. I know I've heard it. I think people listening to us, it doesn't matter how old you are, you probably have heard it somewhere. All right. I like it.
Or shortened for the Haruhito Blues. But, yeah, that
Haruhito
was the whole
Blues.
Title.
I like it.
And then last but not least is, what do you think is the catchiest song of all time? Supposedly to this website, you know.
Catchiest song of all time. Hey Jude, the Beatles.
No, it is.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Really gone. I know the song.
Really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
All right, who sings that?
This is the Spice Girls.
Yeah. That's an old song, yes.
Wannabe by the Spice Girls, I guess, is the catchiest song of all time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, the melody, I guess, I mean, that whole thing. And it was played so much, and it still is played. Right? It's even played at games, like the little shortened versions of it using
that,
the lyrics.
In games all the time.
Right. So that's kind of makes sense, because you think of where would you hear it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Easy. It's just that 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Wow. Very nice. I want you to repeat again later this week the 29 word song.
The 29 title.
29 title.
I probably butchered it somewhere, but I tried.
That was good. I like it. All right, so mine's completely different. Mine's about pumpkins. So
it's Halloween.
It's Halloween, and I'm starting to see them pop up. I like pumpkins, and I like pumpkin pie. Do you know pumpkin is the official state fruit of what state in the United States?
I didn't know it was a fruit.
I know. Me either.
I don't know. Rhode Island?
Hard.
I don't know.
Long Island, I guess, in the Northeast. New Hampshire, yes. How about that? So New Hampshire. Here's another interesting fact. The oldest evidence that about pumpkins, where they came from, where we've seen them, goes all the way back between 7,000 and 5,500 B.C., found in Mexico. Wow. Long time. Been around for a long time, which makes sense. If they're a fruit, if they were being grown, okay, so that's where they first, there was evidence
of... What they called their wives?
Pumpkin. Hey, pumpkin. So, speaking of something else that's interesting, another UBI of the pumpkin, what do you think the world's heaviest pumpkin, how much do you think it weighed?
Ooh.
It's a hard one.
1,200 pounds.
Not a bad guess. 2,600 pounds. 2,600
pounds.
Yeah.
Double what I thought.
Oh, yeah. That's a big pumpkin. But you know what? If you look it up, like Guinness World of Records and the giant pumpkins that they grow and you see them, it's like, oh, yeah, that's going to weigh a lot. Some of
them are heavier than you think.
They are heavier.
Stuffing inside is so heavy.
Yeah, so what's inside? Exactly. Yeah. They're very, 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 very heavenly. Heavy. They are heavenly.
Pumpkin pie is heavenly.
Yeah, it is. I like it. You like pumpkin pie too, right?
Yeah, of course.
But you can get good pumpkin pie and pumpkin pie.
Do you like
right?
pumpkin seeds?
Yes, it just depends, right?
I was never a fan of like eating the pumpkin seeds. People
no, me either.
Them and, I don't know.
I know. I agree. A lot of people do like them, though. A lot of people I know like them. They'll say, "Oh, what are you doing with the seeds? Are you kidding? If you want the seeds, you can have the seeds. Go ahead and have it. No question." What's interesting about raw pumpkin, when you're talking about how it is, you know, it's heavy and all of that. The inside the raw pumpkin for like 100 grams. It's like 1 gram of protein, it's 2% carbs, and the average calories of it, 26 calories.
That's not very much, right?
That's not very much.
Not much at all.
No, but it's when you put the add the sugar and everything, of course, then it obviously changes, right? And then here's a question. How long do pumpkins last?
I don't know.
I don't know either, right? 10 years?
No, I'm joking.
They wish they ended 10 years, you know?
10 months, maybe?
10 months? No. Meaning once you have it, they last a month.
Oh, you mean like once you
or even
chop
shorter
it
than
off
that? Well, when you have them carved. Right. An uncarved pumpkin actually.
Spoils.
Yeah, it could last. If you have an uncarved pumpkin, it could be a couple of months. But if you once you carve it, it's, you know, 10 days. It'll start to rot after that.
Yeah.
Right. There's no question. And pumpkins are fruits, not vegetables. So they're in that same family as cucumbers, tomatoes, avocados, and all that kind of stuff. And what's really cool is we established they're a low-calorie food because they're 90% water. And that's why. So there's a lot of water involved in a pumpkin.
Good for you, then.
That's good for you.
I love watermelon because it has a lot of water in it.
Yes. Yeah, watermelon, that's a good example. Watermelon is good for you. And there's a lot of things you can do with watermelon. You can, I mean, there's lots of different, I have lots of different recipes.
I've always wanted to try that, how they grilled watermelon.
I've
seen it, but I've never tried it.
You know what, I've never had them either. I've never had it that way, but I've wanted to try that too. I heard it's really, really good. Really good.
Tastes like meat, right?
Yeah, tastes like meat. It's an alternative to meat, and it has no calories. It's a perfect way to lose weight,
and a lot
right?
of water.
And yeah, because it's got all of this water. And then the big thing about pumpkins is when they're ripe and picking them, you know, go to the pumpkin patches. And so I had a couple of tips about it. What are the best ways to look for them? And one is the color. And make sure it has a deep orange color. And then
I was like, it can't be green. That's too early, right?
Right. It's too early. Or it just doesn't look right to you, right? You knock on the pumpkin to check that it's hollow. That means it's ripe. The skin has to be hard. You have to feel that. And then the stem, when a pumpkin is ripe, the stem is hard. So you check that. If you pick up a pumpkin from the stem, it might break off and then it'd be faster to decay, though, so you don't want to do that. And you got to make sure because this happens, the bottom of the pumpkin isn't soft and mushy. Just a few tips. For carving, I can't help you there. I have done it. I've done it for my nephew when he was a kid and for some others, but I'm not great at carving pumpkins. Some people are amazing at that. I can do it, but not the best. Maybe I'll try and I'll post it on Facebook this year. All right, Jeremy Paulson, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. My friends, be safe, be sane, be happy.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.